We recently had a query from a business manager of a small business doing work for the government. They wanted us to check on some emails that had been sent from one end user that he was absolutely sure he hadn't sent. We went through the usual checklists and asked the manager to please send us the email received so that we could trace it. It took a few attempts, but eventually the email was sent to us in the correct format and we could inspect where it originated from. Our inspection was hamstrung a bit as we could only conduct the investigation in a limited capacity as the manager refused point blank to give us any access to the back end and check on any other issues. We did what we can with the information available to us and well as the access we had available to us. For some reason, this manager was compelled to interrupt us at every possible chance in the investigation and tell us how he had worked as an IT strategist for large organizations, for big government organizations, and how he had a massive amount of experience in IT. We personally found this all rather amusing. Here is a person trying to impress his authority upon us, repeatedly telling us how much he knows, how much experience he has, but he's made the call to us for help. Not only that, every time we queried the usual basic security checklist that we have, he reminded us of this vast experience. We know that some queries are obvious, hence why we always preface our discussions with checklists with a disclaimer saying, "We know some of these queries may be uncomfortable, may be obvious to you, but we most certainly don't mean to be patronizing and we have to cover the bases. We don't know how much you know, so we just have to assume you have entry-level knowledge of IT security." As IT security consultants, we don't care about your insecurities, about your abilities. We just want to secure your business and look after you, to protect you, to ensure that you don't get hacked again, and that you don't get hacked if at all possible. We just care about getting to the bottom of the issue. Sometimes our queries may appear tactless, but in reality, we're just objectively looking at all the possibilities. A true security expert is an analyst and has to ask questions, not belittle, not undermine anyone's authority, but to analyze and find the weakest links, the gaps in your system, and plug them. Cybersecurity is a lot more than just systems and procedures. We also have to tackle the number one reason for hacks or compromised accounts, PEBCAC. Problem exists between chair and keyboard. The end user, the social aspect, the most important aspects. Those are the ones that click the link to pay for the courier for the parcel that they never ordered in the first place, and then gleefully enter their email account, username, password, and all their credit card information. In this case, we asked our queries, determined the user had indeed had his account compromised, and we wrote a long list of recommendations to the manager on how to fix issues and plug all the gaps. All business owners have at some point had the old adage thrown in their faces, "The customer is always right." Now, the full adage is actually, "The customer is always right in regards to matters of taste," as it refers to the hospitality industry. If the customer is always right, they would not be calling us for our advice, our experience, and our services. We queried if certain things had been done to secure the email system and if the domain and other systems had been secured as well. Ironically, in spite of this IT manager's vast experience, every single one of those things had not been done or there was some issue with the configuration. They weren't shy on investing in security. They certainly were paying for the top premium for the features of a really, really good secure email and IT system. They just weren't using any of the security features. None of them were enabled. Even the most obvious basic policies and procedures on our security checklist had just not been implemented. Then we wonder why these government departments have all been hacked with these skilled, experienced, vastly experienced IT managers looking after them. You see, IT managers are not technicians. They are not consultants. They have limited experience in actually getting right to the nuts and bolts of security issues. Their job is to manage people and usually have limited knowledge of systems. Often we find they don't even keep up with the latest trends in the IT industry. And that is not necessarily for every single person, but that's been our experience. In matters concerning cybersecurity in a modern company, it's less now about firewalls and routers or switches. It's all about identity control, access control. The cloud has mostly negated the need for servers on site. Now it's all about who has access to their services. The weakest link, almost always, the end user. Training, education, and routine testing are the only way to keep a system secure in the modern world. In the end, in this particular instance, it was a really positive outcome, and we hope the client implemented our advice and secured all his systems. Now, our difference, we deal with people. We're consultants. We're not just techies who rock up and try and fix one issue and then walk away. We try and plug all the holes, take care of your business. We have a personal interest in your business IT systems. So if you're concerned about the security of your computer systems, IT systems, you need to set up securities and policies and procedures. You need to harden your security and your operation, reduce your risk. Call the IT consultants at the IT company near you. IT near you.